The targeting Asian carp in Illinois waterways, I'm aware of them being in the Illinois River. Have they spread to more waterways than just the Illinois?
They are in the Illinois, they're in the Mississippi, and they're also in the Wabash in Ohio.
And, of course, the fear is that they're eventually going to spread into the Great Lakes, too, correct?
Correct. There's a lot of folks up around Lake Michigan who are concerned and watchful about the population.
So what ideas are being suggested to eradicate these Asian carp levels?
Yeah, the interesting thing that we learned at our meeting last week on Wednesday was from Jim Garvey, who's a scientist at SIU who is into study of fish. And they have been monitoring Asian carp population in the Illinois River and specifically how the population responds to fishing and what makes the fish migrate. And what they've discovered is that, and it seems to make a great deal of sense, when there's overpopulation in a particular area, that gives the fish incentive to swim to another area. And they can swim pretty great distances. Many of them are fairly big fish. So what he has found through at least the preliminary part of his study is that the fishing that's done, whether it's to use carp as food for humans or food for other fish or food for animals, the fishing reduces the population enough that there is a noticeable decline in migration of the fish. So it's simple, but it's exciting to see it work, that fishing itself can make a big difference, even if we don't eliminate all of the fish.
Are they prolific at reproducing? Is that why areas become overpopulated?
Yes, they are prolific reproducers, and Professor Garvey asked us at the meeting to guess how many eggs a female produces. And all I know was my guess was so far off, I can't even remember the number that he actually came up with, except that I just sat there and thought, wow, that's enormous. So yes, they have the capability to reproduce a great deal. But you know, we have the capability to turn this lemon into lemonade.
Is there a demand for Asian carp as food?
There is. There's a demand in China in particular, and the Asian carp population there is not able to maintain itself, but it's considered great food there. The last time Governor Quinn was in China, he signed a contract for transportation of Asian carp to China. So it's valuable as food there. And there's also a trend now in the United States to eat it as food for us. And I have to say, I've tried an Asian carp patty made by a Louisiana chef that was really wonderful. One of the things they're doing is working on renaming the fish so that it sounds a little bit more appealing. And this is the history of orange roughy. I don't know if you've ever had orange roughy at a restaurant, but that's a fish that used to be called slime head. And not too many people are going to be ordering slime head at a restaurant, but orange roughy sounds like a good dinner. So look for silverfin on the menu coming up soon.
Silverfin is the agreed-upon new name?
That's at least what they're giving a try to. We'll see if it works.
I seem to remember when Asian carp were first a problem in Illinois rivers, that one of the concerns was that they had a lot of tiny bones and that made it difficult to eat them. Is that not correct, or have they found a way to work around that?
I think that is one of the challenges. And I have to say I'm not enough of a fish chef to know how they work around that, but I know this chef from Louisiana did a great job of making these fish silverfin patties that were very hot and spicy and delicious. And of course, if you're using them for fertilizer or for animal food, then that problem is even reduced.
So is there some incentive for fishermen then to start trying to catch Asian carp or silver fin and turn them into whatever?
Yeah, there are contracts with China, and people are in the process of setting up places to be able to clean the fish and process them. I think making some of those connections from the source to the market are still some of the things we're working on. So I can't say that system works as fluidly as you would like. But I think there is a growing incentive, and there will continue to be a growing incentive for people to be fishing out Asian carp.
Are there any state incentives?
The state has been working, and the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity has been working with a couple of different places that are working on a processing plant. Yeah, so in that way, we're facilitating that resource to market connection.
And do you know, have any businesses set up shop along any of these rivers to start catching the carp and turning them into some sort of product?
I know they're working on one in Pike County. I know they're working on one in Grafton, Illinois. So there are things that are in the process. There's also been discussion of a barge that would actually do the processing on the river, right at the scene of catching the fish. So I think people are thinking creatively about how to respond to this environmental challenge and turn it into an economic opportunity.
Yeah, and you just touched on that. The environmental concern is that they are crowding out other species. Is that correct?
That is correct. Of the biomass in the Illinois River. So if you had all the fish in the Illinois River in one room, 63% of that room would be full of Asian carp. So they're not necessarily the largest number of fish, because there can be lots of very small fish of other kinds. But among the largest fish in the river, when you get up to the bigger sizes, they're in overwhelming numbers Asian carp. So yes, they are literally squeezing out native species and causing challenges for how the river sustains itself.
And it sounds like the thinking is not that you're going to completely get rid of these fish, but at least try and reduce their numbers so they stop migrating.
Yeah, that's at least a solution that looks promising. And if you think of our history as consumers of other kinds of fish and animals, as humans, we have driven many species to the edge of extinction, if not extinction, by overconsumption. It's time to give that a try for Asian carp.
All right. Anything you want to add about this, about what you learned during this meeting?
No, except just to say that we do have river councils for the Mississippi River, for the Illinois River, and for the Wabash and Ohio River system. And one of the things we do with these councils is to bring together these kinds of experts so that there are folks who are working across federal, state, and local boundaries to get towards some of these solutions. So we're still working hard and enjoying the work.